A man who fought racial injustice with lessons he learned from the segregated South. A nurse who traveled the globe to heal not just bodies but hearts and minds. A Bloomington Normal power couple who worked inside and outside government. All are being honored for their decades of dedication to make life better in McLean County and beyond. GLT's Eric Stock introduces us to this year's McLean County History Makers.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a couple who has done more for Bloomington Normal than Rich and Judy Buchanan. He is a mayor, liquor commissioner, and longtime public servant. She is a teacher, advocate, and caregiver. Rich Buchanan served 6 years on the Bloomington City Council, close to four decades on the City Liquor Commission, and later on the McLean County Board. But he figures the crown jewel of his political career was his two terms as Bloomington mayor from 1977 to 1985.
But I just loved being mayor. I just, because I think I was well received. People didn't beat up on me too much.
If there was tension at the time, it was between Bloomington and Normal, two fast-growing cities that at the time had competing interests.
There was a lot of competition, see who could give away the most inducements to entice a good industry, a good business.
Buchanan believes his friendship with then-Normal Mayor Richard Godfrey helped thaw the ice and see how working together was better for both.
This is one community, and don't go trying to torpedo if the town of Normal lands a great employer. Join them, because the Bloomingtonians are going to be working there, too.
Another lengthy contribution is Rich Buchanan's work on the city's liquor commission.
I loved going in the bars. I'd come home at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning after watching the bars close.
Oh, but he was a teetotaler.
You don't have to drink to enjoy things.
Buchanan says he visited every liquor establishment in the city to get to know the owners and make sure they were playing by the rules. He wanted to build trust.
And it showed off, and I think I left a legacy. Be open and straightforward with the people that you're impacting as far as the license holders.
Buchanan says he saw enough about the tavern biz to realize he'd never want to own a bar. He says only twice did he ever have an owner's license revoked. Now in retirement, Buchanan says what he misses most is campaigning. That's why, after being out of elected office for years, he ran for McLean County Board.
If you have Judy Buchanan as your campaign manager, you're going to win.
Judy Buchanan ran many more political campaigns than just those for her husband. She says she learned something from every campaign she ran, win or lose.
I might say tongue-in-cheek, I didn't usually lose, which was good. But I give the credit to the candidate. They're the one that's putting themselves out there.
Those who benefited from Judy Buchanan's campaign expertise included Governor Jim Thompson, Congressman Tom Ewing, Dan Rutherford when he was a state senator and state treasurer, and President George H.W. Bush, whom she introduced when he campaigned in Bloomington Normal. Judy Buchanan got a taste for politics early in life, growing up on the south side of Chicago, where her father worked for the city and became friends with Mayor Richard J. Daley. In those years, Judy says she also developed her passion to help others. In high school, she read a book called The Snake Pit, which depicted deplorable conditions at a mental institution.
I remember speaking with my dad about how horrible that was, and that these are people. They're sick. They're not weird. They're not criminals. They're not dangerous. They're sick. And that began a lifelong, to this day, sense of advocacy for people, particularly who have behavioral health issues.
Buchanan says that area of service became especially challenging when the state began closing mental hospitals with a promise to pay for local programs to reintegrate people with mental illness into the community.
However, the money, even though they said it would follow, it did not follow those patients. And that really stepped up my advocacy, because we were sending people back to our communities who were then becoming homeless, becoming street people, becoming dangerous, becoming difficult to handle in their homes.
Buchanan spent years lobbying on mental health issues. She successfully led an effort to override the governor's veto of funding for Alzheimer's disease centers. More recently, Buchanan has been a vocal advocate for McLean County efforts to boost mental health service. She's spoken to dozens of organizations through her role on the County Board of Health. She says she believes the jail expansion and 24-hour mental health triage could become a model for other communities.
I give them a great deal of credit for the county to step up and take a lead role, putting this out on the horizon and putting it out on the public stage, not saying we're going to do it, we have all the answers, but this is a serious issue and we all have to come together and look at it.
Judy Buchanan has also taken her role as an advocate for the disadvantaged to the Bloomington Normal public transit system, now known as Connect Transit. She plans to leave the board this summer after 11 years with the agency, re-energized and more visible.
When we rebranded and put the buses out there with the blue and the green and started promoting that, a number of people said, oh man, I didn't know we had a bus system.
Buchanan says she has tried to lead by example in every area she has worked.
We have to have the political will, and that's not always easy to come by for a lot of people. But I'm hoping that maybe by stepping out and raising the awareness and helping work toward resolution of problems that people know are out there, that maybe that will encourage others to join that effort.
After a lifetime spent helping the public and the community, Judy Buchanan has now taken on the role of caregiver for her husband, Rich, who has Alzheimer's disease. She's deeply familiar with it. Judy lost her mom to Alzheimer's at a young age and served as the state lobbyist for the Illinois Alzheimer's Association.
I bring perhaps a bit more understanding, but one of the things that strikes me and I get reminded of particularly by my adult children is all the good advice I used to give other caregivers I don't take myself. Take care of yourself, Mom.
Judy says she wasn't surprised by Rich's diagnosis, saying she's noticed his short-term memory loss and erratic decision-making. It wasn't long after that they had the conversation about Rich giving up his seat on the county board.
We talked to him about and shared with him some of the people on the board who I had talked to who were concerned. And we said, you know, this may be the time to retire from public service. You've got that record. You don't want to be retiring when someone puts their hand on your shoulder and says, Rich, it's probably time to go.
The History Makers Gala is June 19th at the Brown Ballroom of ISU's Bone Student Center.